Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
100.7 star. Good morning, Ma. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are both of you?
Excellent. Mel's mom is joining us to read our complaint email. And by the way, in case you want to hear it again because you love it so much, we will always upload this to the Odyssey app. So if you've not downloaded the Odyssey app, you can listen to us live no matter where you are. But then you can go in the Odyssey app and like listen to your favorite things you might have missed.
True.
So like the Odyssey app is more than just listening to Bubba Show live. You can also go back and listen to other stuff you love too. So download it today, right, Ma?
Right. Love Odyssey.
I love it. So many options. I love it. And I love the fact that the very first complaint email is actually about you.
Yes, how about that?
And I feel like okay. This isn't the first time this has happened. My memory tells me that this has happened before.
I agree. And the third one, I think, was somebody else said that a while back.
Wow.
My claws are out this morning when they attack both my children.
Complaint email number one.
This is from Kathy. I am writing this with the hopes that Melanie's mom reads this on the radio. I do not believe that the person we hear on the radio is actually Melanie's mother. It sounds completely fake, contrived, and scripted. It follows along with the shtick that she forces her to live in the basement. How dumb do you think your audience is? This is probably another one of Bubba's stupid ideas that Melanie just went along with. I can promise you that if Bubba talked about how I locked my mother in the basement and it wasn't a shtick, I would not just sit back and laugh about it. So maybe whoever the actress is that portrays your mother can read this on the radio during her monthly shtick. And this is from Kathy. Well, Kathy, first of all, thank you for the compliment for being a good actress. But believe me, this is not fake. It's not contrived. It's not scripted. I spent 23 and a half hours in labor, and I am proud to be Melanie's mom.
Oh, my God. So she was difficult all the way from the beginning.
Yeah, I had a hard time in delivery, but it was well worth it.
Oh, thanks.
So I am definitely her mother, Kathy. I don't know what else I could say to prove that.
And listen, you've been at Ugly Christmas Sweater. You've gone with Melanie to multiple events. You've been with our handbag happy hours with her. I mean, people have met you before. And all they'd have to do is talk to you, and they could realize that it's you.
Right. And coming out of the basement is just a little, you know, I mean, she lets me out for all those other things.
Well, Mel, explain where that came from.
The fact that she lives with me in my basement?
Yeah.
I don't even know how it started.
Well,
how
the fact that she lives with you. You guys
in
all live
basement.
In a house.
Yeah.
But it's a mother-in-law suite.
That's what it is.
And it just happens to be downstairs.
In the basement.
So I turned it into a joke that you have your mom locked in the basement. So everybody knows you don't live in like my basement. You'd be like, ugh. But Mel's basement, where you live is like a full-size apartment.
Yeah.
Well, Bubba, we were eating at your restaurant in Rostraver on Friday night, and a lady came up and approached Melanie, and she talked to her. She recognized her, and then she looked at me and said, "Oh, you're her mom." I said, "Yes." "They let you out of the basement tonight to come to dinner." I said, "Yes, they did, and I'm so glad. I love Bubba's place."
I swear to God, I swear I couldn't say this quick enough.
And the thing that's so fun it's just so fun, but what was this emailer's name again?
Kathy.
And Kathy had to throw in like some kind of backhanded slam against me, like it's Bubba's stupid idea.
Right. Kathy, here's my advice to you. Lighten up, honey. It's a joke.
This is legitimately Melanie's mom. As far as I know, this is the second time we've received an email from somebody who thinks that you're fake. I would like to go on the record and say that you are, in fact, the same DNA as Melanie.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right.
Right.
The next one is about Melanie.
Oh, no.
And it's kind of ugly.
Oh, great.
And we'll find out what it is.
Okay.
Next. Oh, she said it's just like you. Okay. Just like you, Mel.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.